Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Telling you we'll hit 80 degrees two more times yet this calendar year.
We have morning frost in the forecast on Tuesday.
Okay, right.
Anyway.
But also, we'll go back up. We'll pop a couple nice ones. Return to work update this morning, E.
Returning to work!
Okay, as head of HR, I want to remind everyone, today is the final day of the comfy wear grace period.
Yes, as more and more companies, including most recently Amazon, are bringing all employees back to the office 5 days a week. Some office managers trying to help their people remember what it's like to actually go to work.
Look, the grace period ends today. Okay, I'm not kidding. Office wear, regular pants, slacks, all permitted.
What are slacks? You know what slacks are? You know?
Returning to work!
Oof. You wonder where I got that? This is a really slick video actually produced for a company called ClickUp. They help offices transition people back into the workplace because it's a deal. So anyway, I bring up today because there's this new survey out from ResumeBuilder.com suggests it's not going well, the bringing the people back to work, as we've discussed on this program many times. So I update the story now. Majority of workers in this survey want no more than 3 days a week in the office. One in five workers say they're just flat not following their company's RTO policy, return to work.
How do they not follow
it? Yeah, you have to be in the office 5 days. Nah, not doing it.
They're not missed when they don't show?
Well, that's even worse, right? If someone's not noticing. So of those who aren't, they're more likely to be the folks with a hybrid schedule. So a few days in the office, few from home, they're the ones most likely to now not be following the rules of the full return to work, return to office. How are they getting away with it? September survey by Resume Builder, more than 1,000 U.S.-based full-time workers. Here's what they found. Some employees are enlisting the help of coworkers to swipe or sign them in. So I don't know how you do that. I guess I would give you my badge. My
what is this, college?
Yeah.
Hey, can you initial my name when you
put
go down
on the attendance sheet
for
right.
bio?
Yeah, kind of.
Come on, I would never
say
do that.
Would
you ever
do
that?
For someone at work? No. I mean, like, if you were in a situation and I needed to help you out, I would help you.
By faking me being here?
Yes, Eric.
I know you wouldn't. I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that? Well, now we know where we stand. Very well. It's an important segment today. Others take advantage of non-work days to get a swipe, meaning like some sort of computer picking up when you beep in to open the door or to get a swipe to make it appear as though they've been adhering to the required office days. In other words, you're out and about on a Saturday, kind of near the office. You go in, and all the computer registers is that was a swipe for the week.
Okay.
Because, and then that buys you another day at home.
All right. I didn't think it was like that, but okay.
But
I thought it would say, okay, Vince swiped at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday.
Probably. If it's paying attention, and probably there's that data out there, but if you don't trigger any alarm bells.
Right? Okay.
The easiest way, the most common way workers are skirting these policies is also the easiest and simplest. They're just leaving early. So there's a name for these folks we talked about on the show earlier. They're called the coffee badgers. These are the folks who show up, swipe their badge, key in, beep, get seen around the office, grab a cup of coffee. Hey, Eric, yeah, how's it going? How's kids? Okay, good. Yeah, got a lot to do today. Yeah, good, great, good to see you. Make sure they are seen, and then they just bolt. Nah.
Unfathomable.
And then they either do or do not work from home. I don't know.
How are you not missed if you do that? Like, where is the accountability of the work that you are providing the company?
Remember Milton from Office Space?
Yes.
He gets much deeper.
So, I don't know how the whole point of the update is, as more and more companies bring people back, more and more evidence that people are pushing back on that. And if they don't strike a deal, like, look, I'll stay here, I'll continue working here, but I need this hybrid or work from home, then they're just finding ways around it. Find it fascinating. We all work somewhere or have worked somewhere, right? So it's something everybody can relate to some degree. The office is forever changing, always evolving, not always for the better.
Returning to work!
News About Your Money this morning, WTMJ Annex Wealth Management Market Update. You like that one?
Returning to work!